You're listening to VPR. I'm Henry Epp. The emerald ash borer has officially spread to another part of Vermont, Addison County. The invasive insect, which kills ash trees, was confirmed in the state last February. It's also in over 30 other states and 5 Canadian provinces. The latest confirmed infestation in Vermont is in a highly visible tree on North Street in downtown Bristol. That's where I met the town's tree warden, John Swepston. We stood by the dead ash tree, which has almost no leaves, and its bark has been mostly peeled. Swepston pointed out the long, winding trails created by the ash borer larvae all over the tree's trunk.
The adults lay the eggs. The eggs travel through here. Once they hatch, they make these crazy little galleries as they're eating their way through the tree, because that's what they feed on, and they're eating all this stuff, and that's what actually kills the tree. And you can see it's sort of everywhere, because the reason it kills the tree is this is the conducting tissue of the tree. The tree gets all of its nutrients on the very outer layer of the tree. So a lot of people don't know that. Like, most of that wood in there, the inner wood, is mainly for support structure. And there's some nutrients and water that move up the trunk of a tree. But all the main nutrient avenue is the outside of the tree. And so when the babies go through here and start digging deep, they actually kill off all the ability for the tree to suck up nutrients up there. And so there you have it, and it dies.
How quickly do you expect to see other trees reach this point where it's mostly dead?
My guess is several years, which is good in a sense. It's not going to be 2021. I'm going to walk down North Street and be like, you know, oh no, every ash tree is completely dead. Like I said, it's a very long process for the beetle to establish itself and to do its thing. This one we're thinking is 5 years to get to this point. 5 years from the infection point to this 99.9% dead. There's a couple of trees down the road here, which might be 2 years into the process. And they're full. If you wouldn't probably even know, you'd look up and say, oh, it's a pretty healthy looking tree. So there's time to think about these things.
As you can probably hear, we're right sort of on a main road in Bristol. So is there a significance that it's right here out in the open in kind of the middle of town?
I think the significance of it is that it's the first case of emerald ash borer in Addison County. So for Addison County as a whole, all the municipalities and all the towns and all the villages are now going to be, hopefully will be, vigilant and start the thought process rolling to monitor the ash trees within their, you know, within their city limits or on their town greens. I think the key thing also is that it was found, it's a street tree. It's the first street tree that's been found in Vermont. And I think it's sort of woken everyone up to the now it's here, you know. Now it's on a street somewhere in Vermont, so everyone get ready and let's start making some detailed plans and start forward thinking.
How do you feel about it being here? I mean, just the prospect that this tree is going to go and 30-some other trees in this town are also going to go.
Right. It's such a mix of emotions. Eventually, all of them are going to go, so that's tough. Not just even the street trees, but the trees of Vermont are going to go. It's exciting, not in a positive way, but in the way that now we need to coordinate people and time and money to solve the problem. So it puts me in a different sort of position, which is, it's interesting. But ultimately, it's devastating. It's going to be tough for the Vermont economy. 5% of the trees in the Vermont forests are ash trees. They're used for firewood, for milling, for furniture, all these different things. And that's going to alter the landscape. So it's shocking and sort of like brace yourself, sort of.
And so what happens now that this is dead? It's been infected by the emerald ash borer. What happens to this tree itself?
There's going to be meetings that we're going to have with the select board. There's going to be a tree company that's going to be selected to do the removal. The removal's going to be done, and I think this is a key thing to mention, is that when the tree's removed, the brush, which means the big branches and the twigs, all of that's going to be chipped. The wood that can't go through a chipper needs to be taken to either a mill or a firewood processing, something where that wood can be heat treated to kill any lingering larvae in there. Then the wood can actually be used for firewood, probably not for milling furniture, that thing, but it can be then used for firewood as long as that wood stays local.
As these ash trees go in Bristol and around Vermont, Is there something that can replace them?
Yes, there's lots of very hardy, decent, attractive street trees that can replace ash trees. There's a number of them. Honey locusts are fantastic. I like horse chestnuts as long as the fruit's not too annoying. There's crab apples. They're, you know, trees that are easy to maintain that we know won't become a future hazard or problem.
Well, John, anything else that we didn't get to that you want to add?
Well, I'd want to reiterate, don't panic. Because there's time for people to think about, you know, for homeowners and municipalities to think about this issue and make solid, you know, sort of rational plans.
Well, John Swepston, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much.